So just like Jesus did, Jesus was never a magician. Before he healed the sick, he taught the word. In fact, Matthew's Gospel chapter 4, verse 35, Matthew's Gospel 4, 35 and 36, say he went around teaching and preaching, then he healed the sick. Same thing, Matthew's Gospel 9, 35 and 36. He went around teaching, then he healed the sick. So we want to look at the Word of God on the subject of healing, not as exhausted, but for this service. Mark 11 is out of place. Mark 16, verse 15. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believes not shall be damned or condemned. But this sign shall follow them that believe. It says, in my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now look at the last part. They shall lay hands on the sick. And it says, and the sick should recover. Hallelujah. In other words, that means there's healing in his name. Because if there's no healing in his name, he will ask us to lay hands. Listen carefully. There's healing in his name. Now, do not forget what his name is. His name is his accomplished work. So there's healing. There's the authority over sickness and disease or diseases in his name. In other words, by the virtue of his work, there is healing available unto us. In John's Gospel chapter 14 verse 12, he says, he that believes on me, the works that I do, will he do also? And greater than this, because I go to my Father. Pay attention there. He says, and whatsoever you ask in my name, verse 13, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever you ask in my name. Because he talks about his works in verse 12. And healing is one of the works of Jesus. Not just the only one, but one of the works of Jesus. You can't separate Jesus from healing. You can't. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and then with power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let me say this quickly. And this is just to help our understanding. Sickness is evil. But not all sickness is from the devil. We need to correct that. You know, because sometimes you think a demon is behind it. Sometimes the reason why people fall ill will be natural incidences. For example, Paul said to Timothy, take no longer water only for thy often infirmity. There was not a demon in sight. Even though it was evil. That is, it's against your body, but doesn't mean that a demon or a devil is behind it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Jesus healed the sick many times, but not everyone that he healed that he dealt with a demon. For example, Paul spoke about Epaphroditus, who, because of lack of care for his body, felt healed. So it's not every disease that has a demon behind it, every disease is not of God. Every disease is evil to your body. But don't always think every disease is of the devil. No, not true. The reason why the body gets, and this is something that has to be explained over time. The reason why the body falls ill a lot of times is because the body is mortal, is frail. And so, because it's not yet immortal, it is vulnerable, use that word, it's exposed to all sorts of conditions. But you see, God did not leave it that way. Hallelujah. We're going to see that shortly. He didn't leave it that way. Amen. He made provision for it. In spite of the frailty of the body, he makes provision for it. So Jesus said, the works that I do, will he do also. And greater works, which includes healing. Hallelujah. Say, there's healing in the name of Jesus. Because if there is healing in the name of Jesus. Say again, there's healing in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts, you see, healing was throughout the book. In Acts 3, you will see where Peter and John were going to the temple in the hour of prayer. That's Solomon's temple. And they saw a man who, we don't have a record whether he was saved, because the fact didn't come, wasn't relevant. The man was crippled from birth. And the Bible says, he was expecting to receive something from Peter and John. And Peter said, look on us. Silver and gold have I none. Such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That means upon his resurrection, glory to God, and ascension to the right hand of the Father, there's healing in his name. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise and walk. The Bible says the man's ankle bones received strength. And that which was lame before began to run. It was such a miracle that everybody wondered, this man, how old, is jumping all over like this. I've seen people say, how can you say that somebody who has not walked before now begins to run like this? Are you from the nation of doubters? It's called a miracle. I like how Pastor Lance says, miracle. Hallelujah. Miracle. I've tried to correct that guy for many years. It's miracle. You say, yes, sir. Miracle. Hallelujah. It's called a sign. A wonder. You're asking how someone can run. I remember years back, we laid hands on someone who had never spoken. And the first word out of his mouth were tongues. I said, how is that possible? Same here. It's called a wonder. A wonder means you will wonder. Hallelujah. Are you still there? The Bible says, God also. How shall we escape? Hebrews 2:3. If we neglect so great salvation, which at first was spoken by the Lord, and confirmed unto us by them that heard it. And God also. There's an also. With the message. He also confirmed it. That is, there was a double confirmation. The message, then the sign of the message. Signs. Wonders. They're not the same. There's sign, there's wonder. Diverse miracles. That is more than one. And gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. According to his own will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, as he laid hands, and they asked Peter, said, Peter, what's going on? And he said in verse 12, don't think that by our right living, we have made this man healed. That is, the healing of the sick has nothing to do with people's moral standing or whatever. It is just the goodness of God. Israel enjoyed the healing goodness of God in their unbelief. Israel. They enjoyed it. They got healed. And they still not believe. But they were healed. They knew how to receive healing, but not the gospel. And there are some who have received the gospel, they don't know how to receive healing. Have you observed? Sometimes, it's almost, but not here, not here, definitely not here. Sometimes it happens that those who are not believers seem to receive healing. The believer has some doctrine in his head. If you get born again after a while, healing will stop. You can't receive again, you'll not be using your faith. You know, you've heard all sorts of sermons. By the time you change your station to many stations, you hear multiplicity of doctrine. So it's in your head. So you have a stronghold somewhere. Healing is yours. Hallelujah. Healing belongs to everybody. In the name of Jesus. In Acts 4, the Bible says, with great power gave the apostles witness, verse 33, of the resurrection of the Lord. And great grace was upon them. Now, we don't know, he didn't mention healing, but look at Acts 5. Peter's shadow, in Acts 5, was cast on the sick. Acts 5. And the Bible records, Acts 5 verse 12, no, verse 6 verse 15, they brought forth the sick unto the street and laid them on the beds and couches, that the least shall be Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also more of the cities around about, bringing the sick folks, and with them were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, everyone. So healing continued. The healing ministry of Jesus is not in the past tense. Do you know something about this? We were not told whether they were believers or not believers. Was it a multitude? Because it belongs to everybody. You don't have to be born again to be healed. There's no, the only reason, the only qualification to be healed is to first be sick. There's no other reason to be healed. There's no other reason to be healed. Are you there? Acts 6, 8, we read about a man, a 9, Stephen, who did mighty works, mighty signs and wonders amongst the people. Now in Acts 8, the Bible tells us of a man by the name of Philip, who went down to Samaria, and then he preached Christ. Notice that. He preached Christ. You can't preach Christ and not see what he saw. He preached Christ. And the Bible says, many, several demons were cast out as he preached Christ. Those sick of the pastors were taken. There were signs and wonders. The sick were healed, such that Simon the sorcerer closed down his ministry. Hallelujah. All in the name of Jesus. In Acts 9, this is very specific now. Acts 9, we see, I've heard people say, the signs and wonders were for the unsaved. That's not true. In Acts 9, see someone. Acts 9. Peter, in verse 32, it came to pass, as Peter passed through all Corinth, he came down also to the saints which were at Lydia. He came to the saints, Christians, born again. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Hallelujah. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Arise and make your bed. And he arose immediately. Brother Aeneas. Hallelujah. You've been sick for a long time. Sometimes you can get so sick and you are used to it, that even if they say, do you have any pain in your body? You will have forgotten. Because you have managed yourself such that it's part of your routine. You even have exercises you do when the pain comes. So just manage it till you're through what you want to do. But it should not be so. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus to correct every infirmity. There's power in the name of Jesus. Anything that is abnormal in your body, power of God is available to correct it. Praise God. I said, praise God. I said, praise God. I said, praise God. Amen. So almost 25 years ago, I was diagnosed myself of a terminal disease and told to die in 6 months. My mom knew about it, and the doctor said, well, this is a kidney disease. There's a president in, I think it was Zambia or something, that just died of it. The truth of the matter is, I didn't have much healing scriptures. No, I didn't have any healing scripture. Not even much. The only thing about healing, am I permitted to what I'm going to say? I'll say it anyway. This is a community church. The thing about healing is, any scripture can be used. There's no exigencies for healing. In fact, many scriptures used for healing, if you look at it very well, it's not physical healing, but you'll be healed. That shows how healing is so part of the goodness of God. So all I did was I remembered the song by Don Moen. It's good to remember songs. I am the Lord that he led. I didn't know where the verse was, but I knew that song. And I got a hold of it. Normally I wake up in the morning by 7 o'clock. There are this list of, you think I'm a drug addict. I'll take this one, I'll take that one, I'll take that one. So I began to say, I'm healed in my body. I'm healed in my body. It took me months. But I think this is the 25th year and I'm still here. Hallelujah. I'm a living proof of the power of God. Hallelujah. A living proof of the power of God. And many of you here, all of us here, praise God, we are living proofs of the power of God. Amen. I told someone who was trying to teach me, tell me, healing has passed. I said, you're talking to the wrong person. I have already been healed. Tell somebody else. You know, when you are healed, somebody says there's no healing. Sorry, I've already been healed. So look for somebody who needs it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you still there? So Ananias was there. Sick. Christian. Speaking in tongues. But then, what did Peter say? Jesus Christ makes you whole. Hallelujah. He's not just our Savior, He's our healer. I said He's our healer. I love that song. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus to restore, refresh, and renew. What a healing Jesus for such a time as this. Horizon healing wings, Son of righteousness. Hallelujah. In Acts 14, verse 9, the Bible says when Paul and Barnabas were in a place, and then they preached the gospel. And then there was a man who was lame, crippled. And the Bible says, Paul, perceiving he had faith to be healed, says, stand upright on your feet. Glory to God. We don't know whether I was a Christian or not. Because faith for healing is in spite of whether you believe the gospel or not. Just believe you can be healed. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. I said, glory to His name. You know, our Father is so wonderful that He now builds the church and puts in the family the gifts of healing. So we have the gifts of healing. The gifts of healing are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12:9. The gifts of healing. Paul repeats it again. He said he has set some in the church. Firstly, apostles, verse 28. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. And after that, he now mentions the gifts of healings. They are in the church. Hallelujah. So the gifts of healing are in the family. The gifts of healing are present in this place now. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So if the gifts of healing are in the church, no believer should feel unworthy because he fell sick. No believer. There are believers, for example, when they hear the testimonies of other people that say, well, I've never used drugs for the last 30 years, they won't even want to come out to have hands laid on them. But does it make any difference? Thank God for the fellow who has not used drugs for 30 years. But that does not invalidate the fact that if you are sick in your body, you can be healed. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Sometimes you're preaching somewhere and you give a call for the sick and the ministers don't want to come out. And they are sick. That's wrong. That's wrong. You should gladly receive what our Father gives. Hallelujah. Healing is yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can have a pain in your body and call another believer. Say, lay hands on this place for me. Praise God. It's not a lack of faith. It's not a lack of knowing who you are in Christ. It's you enjoying what is provided for you. Hallelujah. Don't let anything make you feel unworthy to receive. Are you following what I'm saying? You can receive healing. Praise God. You know the way I excuse, you see, I'm going to say something interesting. As strong as I am against people using all sorts of stuff in church, carrying this and carrying that, when it comes to healing, anything goes. Just be healed. Hallelujah. Jesus fought, He used signs, He used them. Just be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just get healed. Some things defy your logic. There was a brother, he's now a pastor, he's probably watching me now. He was a child. I'll show some of you, he's a pastor now. He was a child. They brought him. No. Someone came to our meeting, we used to call it Dunamis meetings. I think it was late 1994. And I'd never seen it before. He brought a biro. If you're in Nigeria, know what biro is, not pen. Pen is read from biro. And he said, he believes that if I lay hands on the biro, the boy will be healed. The boy wasn't moving on the bed. He took the pen. When I prayed for it, I was wondering, what kind of madness is this? He put the pen on the boy, and the boy got up. A pen. I remember in preaching in CAC churches, they bring water. Just water. They believe that when they drink the water, they'll be healed. And God doesn't care. He will use it. He wants them healed. I'll just pray in it. I'll pray in it. And they'll take the water to the sick and they'll drink it and they're healed. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I remember what meeting was it that I used water? Do you remember? There was a meeting like that. I took water and I sprinkled it on the sick. Me. And they were healed. Just be healed. Hallelujah. So when you want to get healed, you put aside many things. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight and receive. Hallelujah. You lay aside every weight and what? You receive. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe that I receive. And I have. So don't feel funny when you have pain. Your body is mortal. Your body is mortal. That's why when you are under the sun, it scorches you. And if you chop proper mosquito, you chop proper one. You know, there's mosquitoes. Those ones are nepios. When you see some mosquitoes that are hoyos, they land on your body. You know, one time I was listening to some missionaries, the word of faith teachers, and the guy was saying he traveled to Kenya. He said, as I was in the room, he was giving a testimony. He said, a mosquito came in. So I began to speak in tongues. He said, I went, and he was not joking. He said, finally, but I released my word. I killed it. Mosquito? In government college where I schooled, you say, hold on, don't kill it. You see, mosquito, don't kill it. Wow! Then you say, see, blood. Hallelujah. So the body is mortal. It's mortal. Paul said to Timothy, for your open infirmities. And Timothy was an apostle. Timothy did not know who he was in Christ. So what do you know? Who you are to be in Christ. If you're sick in the body, you can receive healing. Don't feel unworthy at all. There's nothing wrong with you. Your body is mortal. Listen carefully now. When Paul was stoned in Acts 14, and he went to Lystra, and then he went to Galatia, his body went preaching the gospel with blood. And as he was preaching, people got saved. The Holy Ghost was flowing, and blood was in his body. It's a mortal body. So if you're sick in the body, don't feel anyhow. Hallelujah. Because the minute you have it in your mind, and you start feeling unworthy or something has gone wrong, it becomes unbelief. Because unbelief is the product of unworthiness consciousness. You must be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think because you lay hands on the sick, they cannot lay hands on you too. Never think like that. You will live a life of hypocrisy. You will be taking drugs, nobody will know. Because the truth is that you fell sick. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the provisions of the Father. I receive healing in my body in the name of Jesus. So sometimes people have a wrong thinking. First of all, Brother Higgins said, he said, wrong thinking produces wrong believing. I think that statement is one of the most powerful, practical truth. Wrong thinking produces wrong believing. Wrong believing produces wrong speaking. And wrong speaking will produce wrong results. You know, did you notice that there was nobody that Jesus told in the four Gospels, you couldn't get healed because you lack faith? Not one person. Did they all believe? No. But not at any time did he condemn them to sickness because they couldn't believe. Listen to this. Do you know, in Mark 6, he went to his hometown. And the Bible says he couldn't do any mighty work. Pay attention here. They ridiculed him so much, they laughed at what he was saying. Then who is this? Who is this? This guy, I knew him in another level now. This guy, no. And he still laid hands. In spite of the way they rejected him, he still laid hands. God is good. Hallelujah. He still went ahead and laid hands. And the Bible says he could heal a few sick folk. Now, left to me, if I were Jesus, then, I am in him now. But I imagine myself in the natural, I just have said, woe betide this city. Sickness will kill all of you one by one. Do you know what he did? Many people talk about their unbelief, but never conclude with what Jesus did. Jesus now sent out his disciples to start teaching. Because the cure to unbelief is to teach. He himself now taught. By verse 12 and 13, they now healed all that were sick. So if you go to a place and they don't receive, don't be discouraged. Just spend some more time to teach. You know, Paul, also in Asia, in Ephesus, his first few months, there was opposition. As his preacher said, go on, get out. He couldn't do a single mighty work. Go away! Nonsense! Team! A backsliding Pharisee. The Bible says, he now separated the disciples of the school of one Tyrannus, and then taught by the space of 2.5 years, or thereabout, 2 years. And then, the word of God grew. And the next thing was, there were now special miracles. Why? He had taught. He had filled the place with the word of God. Never be discouraged because of unbelief. Are you here? Are you following what we're saying here? Where Jesus told the disciples, said, why could we not cast the devil out? He said, because of your unbelief. He wasn't talking to the sick. He was talking to his own disciples. Never make people, if someone says, why didn't that person get healed? Don't say it's lack of faith. Nobody sent you to say that. Say, don't worry. We'll work on it. Hallelujah. We'll work on it. You know, probably the person doesn't have enough information of the word. You keep giving out the word of God. Amen. Amen. You don't give up. It's recorded that when Jesus went to his hometown, he stayed there close to 1 month again, teaching every day, Mark 6, before they now ministered all over again. Many of us don't even be patient. 1 whole month, they stayed there. Amen. I said, amen. So you don't lack faith. Don't think about that. God is a healer. Your Father is a healer. Jesus Christ is our healer. Hallelujah. Sometimes, in some people's head also, are some misconceptions. For example, when Paul said that I had this thorn in my flesh and I besought the Lord thrice that he might remove it, people assume that the thorn in his flesh was sickness. No. The thorn in his flesh was the messenger of Satan. The messenger of Satan who was creating persecutions for him. What is a thorn in the flesh? It means someone who is causing obstacles for you. So sometimes we have a wrong thinking in our minds. I know that's not here, but I remember I was in a healing service sometime, and I was laying hands on people, and I got to this lady. She had cancer of the breast. So when I got to her, You know, I would normally just ask them, what is the problem? So they tell me. Then I'll lay hands. So she was speaking in Yoruba. She said, well, I believe that God gave me this cancer to humble me. I'm wondering, then why did you come out? So I said, close your eyes, raise your two hands. I said, Heavenly Father, say with me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this cancer. I ask that you give me more cancer so that I become more humble. She said, I said, exactly. Don't you want to be more humble? How would you think like that? Which father, which of you would your son ask you for bread and you give him what? Stone. Fish and you give him serpent. How much more the Heavenly Father will give good gifts? Hallelujah. So say, how much more? Say, how much more? God is good. Don't say all the time. Don't repeat that statement again. God is good. He's just good. His mercies are forevermore. And healing is one of his many tender mercies. 1998, we had this crusade. We used to call it Miracles Extraordinary. And I was so amazed. A woman brought in a child, a daughter, who had not walked. And then she came up to give the testimony, and she was an Elijah. I believe that God will do it. And she said it to make matters worse for me. Right on the stage, she said, I'm still a Muslim though. Because God will heal anybody. Hallelujah. Anybody. The power of God will heal anybody. Hallelujah. Are you following that? So how can I receive healing? Because this afternoon, we're going to have hands laid on us. If you're sick in your body, you still feel any pain. You know, I have had people say that if someone had laid hands on you, no one should lay hands on you again because that is unbelief. There's no scripture for it. Just be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just be healed. Praise God. Are you there? Come on now. James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, this is James talking about asking for wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and does not find fault. So I say, he does not find fault. He gives to all men. That means even to the one who does not believe, he will give. He won't find fault. Liberally and does not break. He shall be given. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. The reason for faith is not for God to give, is for you to receive. And I told you yesterday, the word receive is the Greek word lambano. It means to take from or take off. So it's an active word. You don't receive by doing nothing. You receive by saying something. You receive by doing something. You actively receive. Pay attention. So later on in James 5:14, the same book. I read that so that I will read this. James 5. I'll close here. James 5:14. Hallelujah. I'll start from 13. Is any among you afflicted? He says, let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? If you are at home watching us, this is vital for you. And you are sick in your body. You can be healed where you are now. Praise the Lord. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And verse 15, let's take verse 15 together. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. What will save the sick? The prayer of faith. What is the prayer of faith? What is the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith will save
He gives unto all men liberally and doesn't find fault. The prayer of faith is to receive what God has provided. And so we pray the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is to receive what God has provided. Amen. Amen. So you can see, in the prayer of faith, who is active? The elders or the sick? Sick is active. Brother Hagin used to say that it is the sick that prays the prayer of faith. You receive the prayer of faith is that you are active. No, Doug Jones, sorry. You are active. You receive. You are the one that will receive. Jesus was not a magician. If he was a magician, he would have gotten everyone on the street healed. But he taught so that people can hear, know, and then receive. Say, I receive. Say, I receive. So this afternoon, expect to receive. As hands are laid on you. If you're sick in your body, we're also going to minister to those at home. As hands are laid on you, expect to receive. Expect that the power of God will work and flow into that part of your body that is sick. Whether it's any of your organs, whether it's any of your, whether it's your bones, whatever part it is. Expect to receive. And not just expect to receive, receive. How do you receive? You are active. You are active. I always tell people when I lay hands on the sick, as I lay hands on you, say, the power of God is working in my body, effecting a healing and bringing a cure. The power of God is working in my body, effecting a healing and bringing a cure. The power of God is working in my body, effecting a healing and bringing a cure. Because you must cooperate with the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. Healing is here. Praise God. Healing is here now. Healing is here now. Praise God. Healing is here now. Praise God. Healing is here now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free.